from KQED.
California's counties are assuming responsibility for juvenile corrections, a job once handled by the state. And a central task is ensuring treatment for many young offenders who suffer from psychological problems. In day two of our series on youth justice, the California Report's Sarah Varney found that psychological care is key to turning young lives around, and nowhere more important than in the state's largest county.
There's a newfound ease among the six people living in this tidy two-bedroom house in South Los Angeles. That laughter and chatter has been hard won. The family, who doesn't want its last name used, has been in intensive talk therapy for months now, a condition of the eldest son Jesse's release from jail.
It's better than before. You know, before, like, me and my brother, we'll lock ourselves in the room and we'll just be in there. We wouldn't have no communication.
The therapy was ordered by a judge and is part of a larger effort in Los Angeles and elsewhere in California to treat the psychological problems at the root of chronic lawlessness. Mental health treatment, especially with the entire family, is now seen as indispensable in aiding troubled youth. It's a recognition of just how damaged many of these kids are. For his part, Jesse grew up watching his father beat his mother. He brought knives to school, got in fights, used drugs. Eventually, he was arrested and sent to juvenile hall. And as for many young offenders, it was the first time anyone took a measure of his mental health.
They put you in a room and with a psychiatrist. And then they start basically with the computer, you take a test. And then they start asking you all these questions.
That test, or one like it, is now used by most counties in California. And more than half of minors who take it are found to have mental health problems that go far beyond typical teenage rebellion. Crimes like arson, robbery, and assault, experts say, can be a result of untreated depression or trauma. But for every teenager like Jesse who gets help, there are thousands of kids sent home on probation in Los Angeles and other California counties whose chance for mental rehab is slim.
And that has to do with access, willingness, and someone helping them to make that connection with a provider that they trust.
UCLA professor Laura Abrams says some troubled teens live in neighborhoods with few mental health providers or are on wait lists for popular programs. Others are looked after by probation officers with huge caseloads. And still others are afraid of being mocked by friends and family and so refuse to fill their prescriptions or enroll in therapy.
There's a problem with continuity of care for sure.
In a survey of California counties, San Jose State University professor Ed Cohen found that teens treated in custody often got lost when they got out.
Some counties don't prescribe anything at all or give any take-home medications, and some counties give only a week or two, and then it's up to the family or the court to make sure that the youth goes back to treatment. And the rate of going back to treatment is pretty bad.
In Los Angeles, Dave Mitchell from the county's probation department agrees the system breaks down when kids are released to their homes on probation. But he says even for probation officers set on getting a child treatment, there are serious hurdles. Many troubled teens have no health insurance to pay for drugs or therapy and don't qualify for public programs. And then, says Mitchell, even well-meaning medical privacy laws get in the way.
If a probation officer calls a mental health provider and asks about how their youth is doing, they can give them general information, but they cannot give them specific information. Even like, are they taking their meds? Are they med compliant?
Still, there's been a noticeable change here in Los Angeles over the last few years as the county has added substantial, though still isolated, mental health resources to the immense juvenile justice system. Some probation officers are now trained to do special therapy. Another unit's sole purpose is to connect kids with service providers. The county also offers wraparound services for 1,200 particularly troubled teens. The most concentrated effort, though, is with incarcerated youth. There are now four times the number of mental health staff in county jails and special areas for kids on suicide watch. This transformation has been pushed along in part by a new requirement that counties keep even serious juvenile offenders instead of sending them to state-run prisons. Karen Streich is the Juvenile Justice Mental Health Chief for Los Angeles County.
They're a burden, I think, on the probation department as well, because they're criminally somewhat sophisticated. And how do you manage those youth, mental health-wise and non-mental health-wise?
Aww, he
little bubby.
Francesca Lamb could well fall in the category of a hard case. At 21, she has a fresh and freckled face and a cute 18-month-old son, Aiden. But for all that seeming promise, Francesca has spent half her life in L.A.'s juvenile justice system.
They wanted to put me on all kinds of medicine because I couldn't sleep and I was real drugged up and I was cutting on myself real bad because it came to me that nobody wants me, and that's just how it is.
In the past, Francesca's drug crimes might have landed her far away from L.A. in a state youth prison. Instead, she went to the county's camps, designated for teens with serious mental health problems. She was sometimes suicidal, but the camps did little to help her outlook. Inside, in fact, she was able to get crystal meth.
The only thing that they would do for me was lock me up in a room with a camera. They would try to talk to me, but they weren't talking to me with respect. Like, they'll just yell at me, like, why are you doing this?
Her assessment of the mental health staff is impossible to verify. But what is certain is that there were probation officers along the way that she grew close to. Eventually, when she aged out of the juvenile system at age 18, they led her to the Transition Age Youth Academy in Long Beach. Here, she gets therapy and help earning her high school diploma. And while there's no data to show how well this new emphasis on mental health care is working across Los Angeles, in Francesca's delicate world, it is working for now. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
For more stories about the challenge of shifting juvenile justice from the state to the counties, check out Governing California at californiareport.org.